In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Braves last night, Mike, had it, and then they didn't. I guess we can say hello to Soler again because he goes deep last night. But it was the home runs, and, you know, we've been talking about Ronaldo Lopez and how well he's been pitching all season long. They're back at it tonight, which we'll talk to Grant McCauley about later in the show as Chris Sale goes for another dub. He's been so money, and he's going to be an all-star this year. But before we get to all of that, Mike, last night was like indicative of this up and down thing we've been talking about with this Braves team.
Yeah, we saw a young pitcher, Birdsong. Kid, by the way, you see his mustache?
Yes.
I mean, McLovin had a better mustache. He's 22, and he literally looks like he's about 12 years old. But hey, I tell you what, man, when you can mix that kind of velocity with the changeup and nice breaking ball, that guy was impressive. He did give up 2 big flies, struck out 5. The thing I saw with Lopez was, the problem is because he's a relief pitcher making the transition to a starter, as he gets up in the pitch count and as he got into 80s and 90s, and all of a sudden, boom, that's when he gives up the 2 home runs.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, I mean, listen, the Braves right now, guys, you know, you talk about these you know, 1 or 2 run games. So they're 7-29 this year in games where they give up 4 runs or more. And the crazy thing is, that's second fewest wins in MLB. Last year, the Braves finished 43-51 in MLB, which was the highest win total and win percentage when you talk about these kinds of games. So, Mike, we talk about the comparisons. I can't do it anymore. There is no comparison. Last year was special. We didn't achieve the ultimate goal of winning the World Series.
Right.
But as far as the offense compared to last year to this year, there is no comparison. This offense doesn't even come close to what we were doing last year. And that's part of the issue. Now, the good news, I think, is Riley and Murphy both go back-to-back. They go deep off of Birdsong, as you mentioned, Mike. But I think, you know, again, until those guys get red hot, I don't know if this team's going to take off.
Right. And the thing last night is, Ozuna, I brought this up to Grant yesterday. Look, guys, I'm not bagging on Ozuna. I'm just telling you, after having one of the most amazing first 3.5 months in anybody's career, he's cooling off a little bit. He's now 3 for his last 27. So, Carl, you knew that at some point he was going to come back to earth a little bit. His average has dropped down almost 25 points. So we're hoping that, you know, he can refire it. But, you know, he couldn't carry this team the entire way. Olsen, 0 for 3 last night. Ozzie Albies, I was ready to scream. You had a relief pitcher who was struggling a little bit. Ozzie goes first pitch swinging. I know that he does that. That's his thing. That's why he's not a good
leader.
Take a friggin' pitch, man. I'm screaming at the TV. I put the picture up. We're leading 2-0. Ike goes in the back to do his business in the Pine Straw. By the time he comes back, we're tied at 2. 2 home runs. And then, unfortunately, look, I get it. Everybody loves Jesse Chavez. It's an amazing story. Can we slow our roll? I mean, I get it. He's defying age and the laws of physics. But still, Jesse last night was not sharp, and he gave up a home run. And I know the team loves him. They got the T-shirts trying to get him to his first All-Star game. But last night, you needed more run support. You're supposed to tee off on a kid like Birdsong, if we're honest. But
no doubt.
There's just too many missing elements in that lineup. Right,
well,
now,
Mike, you mentioned the averages, right? And I don't want to dive too deep in this, but even if you wanted to talk about OPS, which is slugging and on-base combined, neither Olsen or Riley right now are over 800. That's a problem. Both of these guys, when you talk about their average, their batting average, guys, and it's not career, but when you talk about this season, Riley's hitting 250, Murphy's hitting 218.
I know.
Come on.
Yeah,
so
I know. And it's good to see Murphy hit a home run, but, I mean, I need Murphy to bat better than Dunn.
Yes.
You know, I mean, if we're honest here. But you mentioned Riley with a home run, short and wall. Giving you not much of much. 1 for 5. Kelnick, though, continues. 1 for 4. He's
back to
270.
Did you see his defensive play last night?
Dude, he had 2 great catches, but the one going to his right was
unbelievable.
Going to his left was amazing.
Unbelievable.
You're right if you're watching on TV, his left.
Correct.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.